This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into the day, let's start it the best way possible, and that's by opening God's Word, the Bible, and getting some insight for our lives by the things that God says there. We've been looking all this week at distractions. We know God needs to be the most important thing in our lives. He's the one who made us, who formed us, and He's the one who can make our lives come into wholeness and work the way He designed them to work. So we need to get His perspective on our lives and shift our perspective, our worldview, so that it aligns with His. Otherwise, we're just spinning our wheels in life. Maybe as you look at your life, you think, yeah, that pretty much describes me. Well, let's see what God has to say. He needs to be at the center of our lives, but so often we just get distracted. We don't make conscious choices to leave God out or push God away. We just get distracted. We've been looking this week at some of those things that distract us. We looked at the reality that tiredness can just make us not think about God. We're too tired to pray. We're too tired to read His Word. Busyness can squeeze God out of the picture of our lives. And so often we get so busy because we get so stressed about all that has to be done that we put God last. We think, well, if I have time, I'll pray or I'll read my Bible. But when we say that, we never have time because there's always the busyness and then the tiredness that comes with that and the necessity of putting God first in our day so that we don't run out of time for Him. And we looked at materialism and how we can get so focused on things that we think are going to make us happy or bring us fulfillment. And you know, when you find yourself successful financially and you get those things, you get the big house, you get the nice car, you get the clothes you want, you realize I still feel empty. Those things are not what are going to bring meaning into my life. Well, when we find ourselves distracted, what's the solution? How can we avoid those distractions? I want to take you today to Hebrews chapter 12 in the Bible. In chapter 11, the chapter just goes through people of faith throughout the Bible, people who have not been distracted from God, who've put God right at the center of their lives, trusted Him, honored Him, followed His way of life, and seen God do amazing things in their lives. At the beginning of chapter 12, then, he starts off like this. Therefore, that is, having looked at the impact on all of these people's lives who put God at the center of their lives. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all these people testifying to us of what it's like to put God at the center of their lives, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and now is seated at the right hand of the throne of God the Father. Well, you notice what he says? In light of all these people's stories who put God first in their lives, who were people of faith, and we look at their lives and we say, that's what I need in my life. It's not all these other things. I need God at the center of my life. I need to just trust Him and live His way in life. Then the writer of Hebrews tells us, here's how you do that. Let us also, like those people did, lay aside every weight, things that just drag us down, and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race set before us. So there's two things that can hold us back. One is sin, and that's when we just flat out choose to do what we know dishonors God. We make those conscious choices. That's a different issue than we're focusing on this week. The other is the weights, the things that just drag us down as we try to run the race God has set before us. And these are the distractions. Lay them aside and fix your eyes on Jesus, he says. So here's the first way to overcome those distractions. Focus on your relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't just mean being religious. I mean a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't know what that's like, just pray and say, Jesus, I really want to start a living relationship with you. Would you please help me? Open your Bible, start reading it each day, and you'll find God growing close to you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.